Yod Mishnah Gimel 10:3. We now come to the topic of the Prosbul. Now, the Prosbul was a mechanism which allows the lender to circumvent the effects of Shemitah's Ksafim, the relinquishment of obligations to repay loans. The backstory is this. In the time of Hillel, so that is really the beginning of the first century of the Common Era, right before the end of Bais Sheni, that destruction of the Second Temple, Hillel observed that despite the fact the Torah forbids with the force of a mitzvah not to resist lending money as the time for Shemitah's Ksafim approaches, the Torah warns against that. It calls it a davar bli'al, which means like a terrible thing in your heart. The Torah says you shouldn't think such a thing and not lend money. But in practice, Hillel observed people simply were not lending money for fear of losing the rights to reclaim their principal. And that being the case, Hillel decided to rely on what essentially is the loophole that's built in to the previous Mishnah's halacha, that when a bezin, the court, holds the rights to collect on a loan, so then the loan is no longer released in the Shemitah year. So Hillel essentially set up a way that everybody would lend in the seventh year in such a way that the loans would not be released, and because they're formally all assigned to a bezin by mechanism of this prosbul. It's a discussion, an important discussion in Yevamos about exactly how and why the rabbis would sort of circumvent the spirit of the Torah. If you understand, like, as I said before, the Shulchan Aruch does, that until Yovel's back in effect and until the majority of Jews are back in the land of Israel, the halachas of Shemitah's Ksafim are all rabbinic in nature. So it's not such a big deal, and as much as Hillel is changing the rules doing a takana, exploiting this loophole for the sake of sidestepping a rabbinic requirement. It becomes more momentous if Hillel intentionally sort of circumvented a whole area of Torah. The Torah clearly wants the release of loans, and yet Hillel found a way to sort of sidestep that issue. Be that as it may, that's exactly what Hillel did do. So there's such a thing called prosbul. Now, the word prosbul is actually a Greek word, which means something like application or enactment. As is the case, the Gemara gives a Hebrew twist to the Greek word, and therefore it understands that prosbul is some kind of enactment that serves the bully, the rich people, and also the buti, the poor people. In fact, pros, bully, buti might be the full long word for it, in Greek as well, in fact. Be that as it may, the prosbul became a Hebrew word, which means simply this mechanism by which those who extend loans can assign their loans to a bezin so the loans can be collected after Shemitah is over. So the Mishnah says, prosbul, when using the prosbul, eino mishamet, the loans are no longer released by the Shemitah year. Ze echer min hadevarim shetikin Hillel hazakin. The prosbul was one of the things that Hillel hazakin, who we call Hillel, the Hillel, he was mitaken, he established. When he observed that the nation refrained from lending one to the other, and they who failed to lend violated the Torah, which explicitly said in the Torah, "Hishamar lacha, you should be careful, pen ye davar im levavcha bli'al, lest you have a wicked thought in your heart," etc., meaning not to lend. The puzzle continues on. Leimor karva shnasa sheva, the seventh year is approaching. Shnasa shmita, that the year of relinquishment is going to happen upon me. V'ray necha b'achicha havyona, you'll turn a wicked eye towards your impoverished brother. Below seaton lo, and you won't give him the money he needs. That's bad news. But Hillel said, although it's bad news not to give, people were in fact not giving, and the Torah's Hillel did a takana, therefore. Now, I want to speak for just a minute here. Rabbinic enactments come in two basic flavors. There's the gezeras and the takanas. The majority are gezeras. A gezera is like a fence, a protective fence, like keder, a protective fence to ensure the Torah's doraisas are kept, and there are fences around the Torah to make sure that no one inadvertently or accidentally or over time society comes to conduct itself in such a way that the Torah's Doraisa are being abrogated, they're being transgressed. That's a gezeira. A much less common thing is a takana, which means like a fix, a repair, like tikkun, is typically where the rabbi saw that although the Torah is perfect, society is not perfect. And since society is not upholding what the Torah expects of it, so some sort of tweak now is required to address the fact that society is failing. So it's in a way like takana is always sort of the lesser of two evils in the eyes of the rabbis. That is to say, we want the Torah to be in effect in its perfection, but since society is either changed or not living up to their expectations, so this is, you know, the lesser of two evils, and we put in a takana, some kind of fix. So that's the case over here. The Torah is a setup where rich people should lend to the poor, and there should be debt relief every 7 years. And that's, of course, for the benefit of the poor, so they should have, you know, like bankruptcy law, a chance to start again. Once the rich are no longer lending to the poor because they're afraid of this debt relief, so the bottom line is the people who are going to suffer are the poor people who can't get loans and can't make ends meet. And therefore, Hillel felt that in order to keep the spirit of the Torah of enabling the poor to have access to funds, he employed this principle as a way to circumvent the Torah's release of the loans, although that's circumventing the Torah's principle. It is still for the benefit of the poor people, and much, much more so, meaning it's a better option than the alternative. So that's a takana, where the rabbis are going to change something based on a change in society. Here, the change in society is people failed to lend in the seventh year, and therefore Hillel got involved making the prosbul. So therefore, Hiskin, Hillel, prosbul. The Mishnah says, therefore, Hillel, in fact, made this takana, this repair in society with the prosbul.